Welcome to the Numerology Podcast. I'm your host, Novalee Wilder. I'm a professional numerologist and writer. And in this podcast, we're just going to nerd out, which means we're going to talk names, we're going to talk numbers, numerology, astrology, the connections between the different esoteric fields. We'll do case studies and so much more. At the end of the episode, make sure you visit my website, novaleewilder.com, where you can find out more about numerology and yourself. If you enjoy the podcast, make sure you subscribe so that you're always the first to know when each episode is released. Also, please take the time to review the podcast if you enjoy it, so that more people can find it and nerd out with us. So today, a little late, but better late than never, is the numerology forecast for 2022. And I am recording this in March of 2022, but the forecast did go out on the blog and in my newsletter in January, so it has been out there. But I was busy. 2022 had a busy beginning for me. But I feel like you guys on the podcast should not be cheated from not getting to listen to it. Because I feel like while the monthly forecasts are great, we should always go back. Like, you could basically go back and read this yearly forecast once a month, because it's all going to connect back to it. There might be other themes each month, and there are definitely new themes in March as well. And the world changes over time. I do not know when I write the forecast exactly what's going to happen. I can just see the overall themes. So 2022 is a 6 year, because 2 plus 0 plus 2 plus 2 is 6. And it's a 6 year in our 9 year global cycle that started in 2017. And the transition from 2021 to 2022 made me personally slow down. I could tell from the energies and looking at my own yearly cycles that I would experience a lot of sensitivity and have some boundaries to set. And even then, I'd still have a few like fits of that's not fair and why me moments. So I was forced to take a break. And when I sat down to write the forecast, originally something else came through that had to do with love, which is very appropriate for this 6 year. But if you've ever felt like you needed to heal some patterns with love, if you've ever gone through some heartbreaks or some grief, or have noticed in yourself that you have a hard time with self-love and taking care of yourself, I recommend you go to novaleewilder.com/blog and find the blog post that is called Sitting with Love. I share a ritual, I share some of my own journeying with love, and I've heard from people that it's been really helpful to both do the ritual but also kind of like read through it. So that's for you. If you're looking to manifest and anchor love in your life, go check out that blog post. So the forecast that came through is this one. Love is the theme for this year, and it's love in all its forms. It is old, it is new, it is parental, it's platonic, romantic, or even spiritual. And it's a wonderful, expansive, and very profound energy that wants nothing more than to open your heart wider than it has ever been before. Which means, when this is the theme, that it might start out a bit ugly and tough. And while we will not have a war every time there is a 6 year, the war in Ukraine right now is reminding me very much of the ugly and tough part of the 6 energy. We will be looking at love and all the ways it gets bent into something else this year. This could be self-soothing behavior, addiction, dysfunction, inner child and inner teenager wounds, codependency. Because our stories of love define us and those around us. We are shaped by love or the lack of it in deep and sometimes really dysfunctional ways. We can distract ourselves from our longing, from the shame, from maybe some stunted emotions. We can be unable to articulate and express both the purity of our heart and the ragged scarring of our losses. We can blame others, we can keep acting from shame, guilt, rage, and grief. We can also keep playing small, afraid to lose whatever we have by being too much or shining too brightly. And we might even have, you might even have, a deep belief that it's better to be a little broken, so there's something for others to identify or help you with, than it is to heal. And we can kind of live in both of these beliefs at one time, so maybe it's like only perfect people get to be loved. Or at the same time, only by staying broken will I find someone who fits my scars. And I have found that usually people identify with one of these, but it is totally possible to have certain areas where you think you need to be perfect to be loved and accepted and worthy, and then have other areas where you're like, oh, no, 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 I should play broken here. I should play helpless, or I should just really fit into what the other person needs, or all the little hints that I think I'm getting about what I need to be. And all these beliefs can kind of extend to how we receive or deal with other things in our life. So this could be money, care, communication, food, your home, your body, your physical wellness. It could be time management. Wherever you feel yourself kind of spread too thin and making do with less, playing down your needs, or just kind of numb, these are areas that really can reveal how you let yourself be loved. This is a year where relationships are in focus, specifically the heart-centered connections, like the parental and the romantic ones. And these are connected because our parents shaped our inside, both by their actions, but also through their presence or lack of presence, their emotional or physical awareness or abandonment, and through the crossing or upholding of boundaries, both like small and big. Because our parents are people with flaws and shortcomings, and even if we have a great relationship with them now, we might still have some childhood wounding and some teenage wounding that influences our behavior and thoughts. I want you to like hear the next part. So I'm going to take a moment, because this is kind of important. To heal is to be seen by yourself and by people who matter to you. And many of us are starving for that kind of unfiltered gaze. We might even feel like, if no one sees us, do we even exist? Or if everyone has a limited view of us, how can we ever be expansive? It is kind of that thing, like, if you observe atoms, this is science, they will behave differently. And people are the same way. Depending on what gaze is upon them, they will behave differently. And with a loving gaze, a fully present gaze, which is something all people long for in bigger or smaller ways, we can be expansive. We can heal some of these patterns. This is a pretty intense year. There can really be some high highs, but also some like soul searching. Because there is also a theme of baggage this year. We're not starting from scratch. You have accumulated a lot of info and research material simply by living your life. And now we kind of have to be honest about what are we making all of this baggage mean. Some people had a minor part in our story until they failed us in some way. And then we elevated them and placed them in a row of villains. The row of villains who hurt us and who forced us to change. And this is a year to examine if the signs of this change were already present, but you kind of maybe needed the whole cart to tip over before you changed course. Maybe you needed a villain to force you to do something. So, and you might be repeating this pattern. So maybe you're still looking for mountains to climb. Maybe you're looking for rejection before checking in on your heart and your goals, kind of forcing others to take action for you. Because there is also a theme, this is six energy, there is a theme about stubbornness, of not wanting to face certain behaviors or reality, of not investing fully and keeping maybe one foot on dry land for fear of drowning in all these new possibilities, but also be like, I want it the way I want it. And we have to face some blind spots. We have to take off the training wheels. We have to trust that we're on the right path and that this is the right person, even if it's just the right person for right now, and that you can and will commit yourself to loving yourself no matter what's coming. Some of this work will be done in intimate settings, and it might have to do with sex and pleasure and sensuality. And other parts of this year will be devoted to creativity and artistic endeavors, beauty, comfort, our families, our homes, and surroundings. But it's also a global theme that some of this love work and the caretaking work and the heart expansion work will be global. So one of the clearest images I see when I look at six energy is the image of a garden. And this year you should tend to the garden of your inner and outer life. Allow yourself to choose the very best to enjoy in both spaces. This is the year to articulate your own love story and rewrite the parts that you have left inside your heart as boulders to stop the boundless flow that is waiting to open you up. We can also see, I see it already, I see it with the war in Ukraine, I see it in the conditional love, the conditional care in the world, that some people are very willing to take care of others, but unwilling to take care of themselves, which is the sacrifice element of the six, where both are possible. It's possible to take care of other people and take care of ourselves. If we take care of ourselves first, there will be more energy to take care of others. If we start with others and leave whatever, like the little leftover energy to for ourselves, we will become resentful over time. The theme here, or the final advice or input I want to give you, is that this is not the year to settle. This is not the year to work from other people's blueprints or what society tells you that you should most aspire to in the realm of love. There should be a fluidity, and you should embrace it. Embrace the fluidity of the areas you want to explore. Like, release kind of the distraction of labels and boxes. There is no tax on fantasies or desires, so kind of let yourself flow and be seduced by your own curiosity. January was like a month where we had to take a break and savor some space between inhale and exhale. And then the year started to pick up. So if you felt like, or feel like, you're only just now entering the energy of this year, that would make a lot of sense to me. And if you feel overwhelmed by having to look at or deal with your own history with love, or story with love, I really recommend you go check out that blog post. It's called Sitting with Love, because it might really help you, even just to read it. That was the end of the numerology forecast for 2022. If you enjoy the podcast, make sure you subscribe so that you're always the first to know when each episode is released. Please take the time to review the podcast so that more people can find it and nerd out with us. And if you want to talk about this episode or suggest a topic for future episodes, find me on Instagram at Novalee Wilder or at The Numerology Podcast and share your thoughts. Thank you so much for being a listener of The Numerology Podcast, and I'll see you in the next episode.